one, I think it was on Twitter, that's where I always find everything. There was one meme that basically just said, no agenda, no attenda, and I absolutely loved it. Sometimes, sometimes I feel like that should just be like my automatic reply when I get a meeting request, because they 9 times out of 10 don't have an agenda. It's like, no agenda, no attenda, decline.
Hello, you've reached Hotline Design Podcast. How may we help you? And welcome back to Hotline Design Podcast. In this week's episode, we're talking about the ups, the downs, the triumphs, and the strifes by talking about the designer's day in the life. Ladies, I have to know, how have your weeks been?
So it was my birthday last weekend, and like 2 days after, I was actually really depressed. I was like, what have I accomplished? I am 1 year closer to mortality. But generally, I've been having a lot of fun because I just have been going out quite a lot. And also my mum is in the UK at the moment, so I've just been trying to spend time with her, which has been super wholesome.
Woo, parent of the pod. Woo. Amazing. So yes, I just celebrated Canadian Thanksgiving, which is different from American Thanksgiving in that it's just like a month earlier, which I think is quite sensible because I think it'd be really hard to have that many feasts that close together, because if you play your cards like right or wrong for American Thanksgiving, you could be like living off of leftovers by the time Christmas and all those tasty meals float around. So I actually had two back to back. I went for a Canadian Thanksgiving lunch and then a Canadian Thanksgiving dinner. So I feel very well fed. I got all the nutrients, all the pumpkin pie, and just loved it. How about you, Lavinia?
Your week sounds so much more fun than mine, like birthdays, Thanksgivings, events. Mine was really, really chill this week. Ooh, I made my first bao buns at home, but don't get too excited. I didn't make them from scratch. I had a bao kit and they were really delicious.
Did you bring enough bao for the podcast? The hungry, hungry listeners?
I wish I would have said yes, but maybe next time I'll do them. I'll try them from scratch and I will share the joy of bao buns with you and our listeners.
If we ever get a Patreon, that should be a tier. It's like bao tier, where Lavinia lovingly makes you a bao bun and sends in the mail.
Get a bounty of bao buns. Ha ha ha.
I love it.
I have to know though, what did you put in them? Is it mushroom?
These ones were jackfruit. Barbecue jackfruit. I guess it was trying to imitate pulled pork. So yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Those bao buns sound perfect for lunch. And speaking of lunch, which is one of my favorite times of the day, I thought we would go through and just talk about our days at a high level and just run through what our current standard day is.
What you just said further solidifies why we're friends, because I tell everyone lunchtime is my favorite time of the day. And people usually laugh. I don't know if they kind of think, oh my God, what a sad life. But honestly, it's just great. Lunchtime is great.
What a happy life.
Exactly.
You're clearly doing lunch right.
Yeah.
So in terms of like day in the life, you probably will have a similar answer in terms of like, it depends on the project, kind of like, am I part of a design team or am I on my own? Lots of kind of variables. But currently we have stand up at 9:45, which I thank the design gods for, because I think 9 a.m. stand ups are criminal. And then afterwards, I try to do a little bit of focus work usually. I try not to put anything between 10 and 12 because I find that that is a good time for me after coffee kicked in to do some kind of proper work. After that is obviously the best part of the day, which is lunch. And my afternoons tend to be quite, varied. On a good day, between 2 and 4, I have a little bit more focus work. And then I have a few meetings to kind of align with developers, with product managers, with anyone else in the team on kind of like the work done that day, ask a few questions, clarify some things. But those are kind of interchangeable. Sometimes I have meetings from 2 and 4 and I kind of do a little bit of focus work end of day. Sometimes it's just kind of like an afternoon of meetings on bad days. It completely depends, but usually it's stand up, focus work, lunch, and meetings. What about you, girls?
I must just say it's so helpful to hear about this and try and understand what a day in the life looks like for both of you. Mine is a little bit similar, but like you said as well, Lev, it definitely varies. Like, I don't really like giving this answer just because it feels like such a cop-out. But I think it definitely does depending on what project you're on, like who's in your team. So I just like preface this by saying that I work pretty much with developers. My team is very development and delivery focused, and I guess structure my day sometimes around that. We have two stand-ups in the day. So one at 9:30 just to kind of go through action items, and then one at 3:30 in the afternoon just to give an update on where we are. But that one's kind of optional. And in between, there are certain days of the week where I have more meetings than others. So generally on Tuesday, I have a lot of meetings like stakeholder working group sessions where I basically play back some of my designs to the wider group. And also like I have regular check-ins with the developers that I'm working with so that we can kind of go through any designs I've handed across and do a quick review on that or cover off any outstanding items. But recently what I've been trying to do is just block a lot of time out, like you said, to do focus work, because I think like deep work is so important. So I've started like using a time block calendar, trying to block out 2 or 3 hours before lunchtime, because I do think that having lunch as the end goal is really useful for just getting a lot of stuff done before you go for a break. And then in the afternoon, I might just kind of continue with any of the items I have to design, join my afternoon stand-up, and then just kind of start wrapping up for the day and looking through my to-do list and just kind of checking things off that I've done and making sure I know what to start with the next day.
Amazing. So from my perspective, my day starts off very criminal with a 9 a.m. stand-up. And it is a stand-up of 30 minutes with over 30 people. So extremely criminal. This is not agile. This is breaking the rules. It's very call me by your name, but you should not be called a stand-up. I digress because like I could really like, rant on that for like
for understandable full reasons.
Podcast. Yeah. I wake up angry, basically. No, but at 9:30, then I kind of check my emails and nibble on some toast. And then kind of 10 is when I align with the junior designer in an effort to have like a more reasonable kind of stand up. And we talk about our priorities and what we've got to do for the day. And then kind of from like 10:30 on to noon is basically like dev open door, where I kind of get random pings, kind of reply to a series of requests and like micro tweaks, just because we're at that stage in our project where we're kind of getting down to the wire and it's kind of smaller changes as opposed to like bigger whole kind of user journeys that I'm designing. Then 12 to 1, I take an hour of lunch. I feel extremely European, and I learned this from friend of the pod, Tom. And Tom is an inspiration to me in many ways, but especially in that he really values taking that time for you. And so he, whereas I set a meeting in my calendar that just takes up that block of time, Tom sets an out of office, and I respect him immensely for that. Then I come back, and kind of anywhere from 1 to 3 is like a lot of those bigger kind of 30 minute to hour and a half long meetings, kind of quality acceptance stuff or design reviews. Then kind of 3 p.m. to 5 is checking in with the junior designer, making any changes. 5 p.m. is our stand down, which is an end of day stand up. And then after 5:30, it's just kind of me uploading files to Zeppelin if any changes have been made, making sure my sketch is in order, writing a to-do list for the next day, because I think it's so important to start off the day fresh and make sure that you're, at least where you can, you're kind of tying together loose ends and making sure you're in a great position for the next day. Now, I know I spoke on it briefly when I went into my stand-up rant. I want to know, kind of, it sounds like we all have quite similar but varied throughout the design process days. But I want to know, ladies, what are your top design day in the life pet peeves?
Apart from the fact that stand down is not grammatical because you can't stand and be down.
Stand-ups are like, down. As you said, they're supposed to be 15 minutes and you stand up so people leave and do their work as soon as possible. And that's why they're not 30 minutes, because your feet would hurt. So yeah, stand down. Maybe it should be a sit down.
I picture it as a stand down, like literally would be you're standing up and then you just like fall flat over. Like you're doing like a belly flop, but just onto like hardwood floor or cement floor of an office place. Yeah, we actually call ours Notorious EOD, but that's just because I got to name the calendar invite.
So yeah, in terms of pet peeves, I try my best to not be a negative person in general, but I think anyone who knows me loves that I love a pet peeve and I love a bit of a rant about things. I try to kind of save them for very safe spaces, like our friend group here. Try not to go ranting to people I don't know very well. But in this context, I think what I noticed from all of our day in the lives was just the amount of meetings that we have throughout the day and the lack of big chunks of work that we have in our day. Now, this kind of figure might be quite controversial. I know that not everybody loves him, but Paul Graham has a really, really good essay on his blog about maker's time versus manager's time. And the whole gist of it is, when you are a manager, the main chunk of your work is aligning, collaborating, making sure people have what they need. So a lot of that work is done through talking to people. So when a task needs done, it can nicely fit in between, let's say, two slots. So let's say, oh, I need to figure out if this design has gone into development. So I'm going to call Lavinia for 15 minutes and figure that out and how it works. But when you are a maker, like someone like a designer or a developer, nothing can be achieved in chunks of time lower than 2 hours. When you have, let's say, like one meeting at 1 and one meeting at 3, each of 1 hour, it's very unlikely that between 2 and 3 you're actually going to do any productive work. You're probably just going to like refresh yourself on what the task is, start doing something, and then barely achieve anything, and you have another meeting. That is my main pet peeve, the fact that our days are almost organized in 1 hour chunks as if that's how our brains work. Like, you can't, like, a 15 minute task might take actually 30 minutes because you have to kind of remember what it was, remind yourself of the purpose of it, maybe ask a question. And I feel like those things are not very well understood in kind of like the ways of working that we have. Ideally, I would love to have every single day a 4 hour chunk of work that is dedicated to sit down focus time. That can be research synthesis, that can be designing some pages, anything that kind of like requires thinking time, I feel like should be ideally 4 hour chunks. And we don't really have that luxury. So that is my number one pet peeve.
I just wanted to build on what you said as well about meetings and not having sufficient time between meetings to do actual deep work, especially when you're specializing in a skill or you're pretty much like a craftsperson, right? Like you're building something, like a designer or developer. In one of our previous episodes as well, when we talked about, you know, how to structure meetings, I think you always need to account for the fact that even after the meeting itself, you still have to reflect on what was agreed on, document changes, and send stuff out. So often, you know, if you have like kind of meetings back to back or meetings very close to each other, you actually eat into your own time those two meetings as well. And like you said, I think it'd be amazing to be able to block like long periods of time out in your calendar just so you can focus on delivering that one thing or yeah, just like kind of working your designs. And I just wonder actually, I feel like a lot of people are increasingly receptive to this idea. And I think as long as you're able to show steady progress or like block time out, I feel that even in my current team, people are generally very understanding when I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put in any meetings between this time because I just have to focus and get stuff done. So I feel like I used to be quite afraid of, you know, just kind of blocking time out in case people thought it was MIA. But I actually think that's worked so well for me and issues like trying to kind of promote that approach. And sometimes I've realized that my colleagues are more receptive than I thought they might be. So yeah, just kind of going on to things that I'm not a big fan of, just because, yeah, like you said, I'm trying not to be too negative as well. And like, you know, pet peeves is quite strong. But what I'm really not a big fan of, meetings without an agenda, especially when they get dropped into your calendar and you have zero context of the ask. And then you join and it's like, so can you give us an update? And I'm like, but you know, I wasn't prepared, I wasn't informed beforehand. Generally, just not a big fan of unstructured meetings because people waffle on and without any clear goals. It just seems like not a very efficient use of time.
One, I think it was on Twitter, that's where I always find everything. There was one meme that basically just said, no agenda, no attenda, and I absolutely loved it. Sometimes, yeah.
I love that.
Sometimes I feel like that should just be like my automatic reply when I get a meeting request, because they 9 times out of 10 don't have an agenda. Just be like, no agenda, no attenda. Decline.
100%.
Or even worse is I feel it's a personal attack when you get brought into a call just randomly. Like, it's still bad if someone like pings you and is like, hey, are you free right now to like jump onto this existing call? Sometimes that has to happen, but like when you don't get that ping heads up and you just, your team starts ringing and then you just like answer this mystery caller and you're like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, personal attack. Awesome. Yeah, I definitely echo what both you gals are saying, and mine actually is also to do with meetings. And this is, I was once on a project with a very, very enthusiastic senior stakeholder who I think really wanted to be a UX designer. And I encourage that individual to like pursue that because I think they've got the curiosity for it. But this extremely senior stakeholder would be like, we need to get Lauren on the phone and we're just going to brainstorm. And brainstorming is very difficult when working remote, but also just the fact that it would be like 3 hours of brainstorming and then a break for lunch. And then, you know, would call me again and be like, so have the changes been made? And like when you're in those brainstorming sessions or dealing with the stakeholder, as Lavinia said, you've got to realize that's not working time. That's kind of adding more to your to-do list. So it was very difficult to be in those meetings, but then try to make the changes at any acceptable speed for that stakeholder. So there was definitely conversations that just had to be had just to align expectations and say, you know, I need to block out this amount of time. And as Yusin said, like if you communicate that to people, they're often very receptive and you can train people to kind of know your ways of working. I would say just like stay strong, don't crack. If you say this is your time to focus, stick to it. And people will learn, hopefully not the hard way, but even if the hard way, to respect those boundaries.
I just wanted to add something really quickly as you were talking about that, because I've been listening to your podcast by this guy called Cal Newport a lot. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him, but he is a huge proponent of deep work in general. And I think he's very keen to avoid a situation that he terms the hyperactive hive mind, which is when you get so many emails and pings throughout the day that it takes you away from that focus time to do your actual work, be that design or development. And I think one way he suggests for how to kind of manage this better and kind of almost prep other people for your ways of working when you do deep work is to just kind of give like regular incremental updates, but almost have drop-in or working group sessions. So, you know, maybe every week you can carve out some time for meetings and just asking people you work with to try and hold off on their questions. Or if they email you, just you can use those drop-in sessions as a space to answer some of these questions so that you don't get constantly distracted, I guess, by people trying to pull you into calls. Like, we obviously know that's not always going to be possible depending on where you work, but it might be one way of just trying to promote or help other people understand that, you know, you're more effective when you do deep work and you have that time to focus on actual things, but that you're still going to remain communicative with the rest of the group through these weekly drop-in sessions.
Amazing. And because I know that we strive to be very positive here at Hotline Design Podcast, I wanted to hear a bit more about people's dream days. And I know, like Lavinia, you already mentioned the 4-hour work chunks as something that would be lovely to have. So I was just wondering, do you have any more things that would feature in your dream day?
I think one caveat is if I am in discovery, I think I'm very kind of open to meetings and things like that, because obviously you have user interviews, workshops and things like that. So I don't think they're ever bad in that scenario, because that is the work, if that makes sense. Like that is kind of the things you're producing. But when we're kind of into the delivery side, I love the idea of those 4-hour chunks. I don't know if I necessarily have anything else to kind of like add to my dream day. I almost think I would love to have a dream week. I remember when I was looking at Hotjar's ways of working, I think they have like a Wednesday is a no meeting day, for example. So everyone focuses on just their work. Then Thursday tends to be like a time for one-to-ones and big town hall meetings for the whole of team and stuff like that. And then like they have Friday to do something specific as well. But like meetings aren't like constant throughout the day and throughout the week. Almost every theme of a meeting has its own slot. And I think that those are some ways of working that I would really enjoy. And I think they are very doable in like Agile, which we talked about a little bit in the last episode, where you can say, okay, we have sprint planning on Tuesday, and like Wednesday, Thursday, we're all kind of like getting full speed ahead and figuring out and how to do things and working really hard and blah, blah, blah. And then maybe on Friday, we have loads of meetings to make sure that the work we did in the first 2 days of the sprint aligns with what we need to do. So I think, yeah, I have more like dream weeks than dream days. What about you two?
Here's a strange one that I've discovered about myself, especially during lockdown, but I do need 15 to like 5 minutes a day of banter to feel connected to the team. So I find that on my current project, I do call my manager, who is a friend, and just, yeah, like we talk about Netflix shows and stuff like that. It's just kind of a bit of a end of day friendly chat. And I definitely miss the social elements of going into the office. So I just, in my day, I do need a blip of banter.
For sure.
What about you, Yusen?
I really like both of yours. I'm very unoriginal. Can I just steal your points? No, I'm kidding. I think, yeah, just having a really clear purpose to the day, I think would be my dream day. I'm not going to lie. I think at points I felt quite lost as to what I'm really doing. And it's always helped to just kind of do a bit of reflection. I might start just running through maybe my to-do list from the day before. Ideally, I already have a to-do list in place so that I feel like I'm kept on track, especially at work. But I also really liked what you mentioned as well, Lauren, about the social element. I just think that working from home has sometimes been quite challenging because it just feels like you're working in a vacuum. And I think outside of just, you know, like meetings, I'd appreciate the chance to catch up with people at the end of the day, or, you know, if we're kind of done with the sprint, have retrospectives, because it's really valuable for just reflecting on like what we've done. And that would be a really good core component for me in a dream day.
And speaking of things we dream of, this week we have a new Hotline Design Hotline caller.
Hey, Hotline Design Hotline. My name's Lou. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I know to-do lists are pretty quintessential for designers, and really most other professionals. I wanted to know what mediums you use for your to-do list, and how are they formatted?
Thank you so much for calling, Lou. Great question, and one that I might talk about for too long, so please keep me in check, because I love a to-do list. So I have definitely experimented with quite a few things, and the one that I keep landing on is paper, to be honest. I think I really like the feeling of like crossing something once I finish it. And for the past, like, I think 4 years, I've been having a bullet journal. I'm showing it to the gals on the pod. But ooh, basically, it's a system created by Ryder Carroll. And I found it to be the most kind of like adaptive of all of them. Because I think if you look at my to-do list, Yusen to-do's list, Lauren's to-do list, and the way we format it, they're very different. But the kind of like rules allow them to kind of personalize the way we're kind of organizing our time. So yeah, mine is kept in a bullet journal. And what I love most about it is probably kind of what I touched on about like dream week. I tend to, on Monday before stand-up, think about all the things that I have to achieve that week and kind of try to plan it out, create mini deadlines for myself. And then when I go into like the to-do list for the day, I have a bigger picture in mind. So yeah, big proponent of the bullet journal. I tried also digitizing my bullet journal and trying to create something similar in Notion. It always ends up feeling like more work than helpful and something to keep on top of. So I always come back to paper.
Yeah, I love that. I definitely agree with a lot of the things that you said. I think I'm trying to be tool agnostic as well, but one thing I find very helpful is actually just writing things down. Like you say, it's so satisfying when you're done with something to physically check it off and feel like you've accomplished something. Actually, what I have at the moment is like a time blocking. So yeah, I haven't been super successful at doing this, but when I do get the time to kind of plan out my week, it actually gives me so much more clarity over the course of the week and helps me create that to-do list because I know exactly what I'm meant to do at the end of the week. In terms of how I go about like coming up with my to-do list, I normally have a sense of like what the priorities are for designs this week, and there might already be a delivery plan in place. I would, as a first step, look through the delivery plan and just be very familiar with what I have to accomplish that week and what needs being done. And then I'd like write that down and just kind of prioritize, I guess, because I try and select like the top 3 to 5 key things to work on every day, because I feel like beyond that, I don't have sufficient capacity to deal with all the things on my to-do list. Mm. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah, so for mine, it's also on paper in a notebook. And actually recently, the thing about working in consulting is that at almost like every event you'd go to, you would get a notebook. So I used to have a stack of notebooks, but because we've been working remote for so long, for the first time in like my entire career, I actually had to buy a notebook, which did break my heart a little bit. But yeah, a notebook, I take up 2 pages, and basically I have the agenda for the week on the left page, and that focuses mainly on like hardcore like work, client work stuff. And then on the right side, I have the extracurriculars, because in consulting there are like so many extracurriculars. So stuff like change my password because it's about to expire soon, or send a deck to someone, or reply to this event, or send out this like meeting invite for the stuff that's not related to client work. And yeah, I always write it on Friday for the next week, because then I feel like, you know, over the weekend, especially if it's debaucherous, I feel like I can forget a lot of things. So it's like, there, you are safe in this book, and I will refer back to you on Monday. You stay put, friend. So I, yeah, just work on the list of kind of the client deliverables, and I rank them in terms of like importance or effort, really. And I also leave a line in between each one so that if there are any subtasks, I can kind of put a little indent in there and just put them down there as well. Yeah, but ultimately paper. And it's interesting to hear, Lavinia, your experience with Notion, because sometimes I really do think, like, because our podcast Notion that Lavinia has really like built out is so beautiful, I'm like, oh, maybe I should try Notion. But at the end of the day, as you both said, nothing beats striking out something on paper. Thank you so, so much for your question, Lou. And as always, if you've got a question, you can reach out to us at anchor.fm/hotlinedesignpod. You can find us on Instagram at hotlinedesignpod and hotlinedesignpod@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected. Please check the number and try your call again.